Well, happy Father's Day, everybody. Nice. If you are a father, will you please stand and let us acknowledge you? I thank each and every one of you for the difference that I know that you have made in this world by being a father. And you didn't kill your kids, yeah. I'd also like to acknowledge our fathers and those who played the role of father in our life, and recognize and honor also much how much we gained from them and how much influence they have been on who we have become as adults today. And so I honor our fathers or those who played the role of father for us also. And so in honor of Father's Day today, we are looking at actuating those qualities of the archetypal father or the archetypal masculine of the divine that each and every single one of us already contain within us. For we all contain the masculine and the feminine, whether you are a man or a woman. And Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of this philosophy, says, God, first cause, the great I am, is both masculine and feminine in its nature. And he also says, we comprehend God to the degree that we embody the divine nature. And so I talk about all the time that what happens is when we identify and recognize something, it is only then that we can actually bring it forward. So as we recognize that we already have the divine masculine within us, that we already have the divine feminine within us, it is then that we can actually bring it forward into our lives and create balance in our lives and create a balanced life out of those two aspects of the divine. And so that father archetype contains within it, of course, the provider and the protector. It also contains within it an energy that is capable and confident. And so that means it is the thing within you that allows you to go do a job interview and present yourself and your capabilities. That masculine archetype contains a capacity for initiating. It contains a capacity for order and for discipline and for strength. And so that means then it is the thing within you that enables you to actually begin a project, something that you want to do, to start it, and then to see it through until it absolutely comes to completion and to fruition, even if you get tired and even if it takes a really long time. It's that masculine aspect within you that enables you to do that. That archetypal father or masculine is intelligent, it is wise, it is rational, it is the thing that enables us to understand something based on our intellect. It's the thing that allows you to figure things out or to read a map or to create a map for your life. It contains within it also our own inner authority, our own ability to choose wisely, and to create our lives out of the choices that we make, to take responsibility for our choices and for our lives, and have authority over our own individual lives. Those are all those masculine qualities. So does anybody want to embody those? Absolutely. That leads for a successful life. And so at Living Beyond Limits, we talk much more about the divine feminine than we talk about the masculine in this philosophy. We talk a lot about giving way to love and how that shows up as kindness and as compassion and as caring and as treating people as equals. We talk about the feminine aspect when we talk about meditation, about being receptive and being within and listening within to our own inner wisdom, to our intuition, to the truth that lives within us. That listening is a feminine aspect. We talk about the power to be flexible and how much that serves us in our life, to be flexible and to be fluid, because that allows us to think outside of the box and to come up with creative solutions and to move with things as they move in life, and how that brings us greater peace and greater ease. And actually, we then end up experiencing more joy. That, again, is a feminine quality. We talk about those a lot. They're all qualities of the divine feminine, and they are all talking about ways of being as opposed to doing. And so the feminine energy is receptive, and it is about being, and the masculine energy is expressive, and it's about outward. I've heard it said that women teach children how to be in relationship, and men teach children how to be in the world. So it's about the expressive moving out from ourselves. And so I think there are actually a lot of reasons that we don't focus on that divine masculine, or we don't even think about it in our own lives, about embodying that. You see in the media and online, there's tons of articles about how to embody the divine feminine within men, how to be more caring and soft and compassionate and listening and receptive and all that stuff. But we don't hear a whole lot about the divine masculine. And I think there are a bunch of reasons, and I'm going to tell you five of what the reasons I think we don't focus on that. One is because that divine masculine is about doing, we already feel like our lives are all about doing, and we do so much. I think we think if we focus on that, then we're going to have to do even more than what we're doing right now. I think a second reason is we equate the masculine with the ego, and that's not about spirituality for us. I think one of the biggest ones is the shadow side of the masculine scares us. And it scares us because it shows up as, say, an abuse of authority, having authority over other people or having power over other people. It can show up as rigidity. It can show up as being controlling or approaching and interacting in the world in a cold and an intellectual way. I think that for women, if we think we embody the masculine within us, that means we are going to act in ways that, where we have power over other people. Or where if we stand in our own inner authority, which is masculine, that then we are going to act in ways where we have authority over other people and we take away their choices and stomp on their choices. That's power over and having authority over someone else. Not allowing someone else to have the right to choose. But none of those are true power, and none of those are truly standing in your own inner authority. That is a place of power. It's not about having power over anyone else. It's about having power in your own life and in you creating your life and choosing and making your life be what you want it to be. I think we also sometimes think that maybe if we owned our power and owned our real strength, that we would be asked to do things that we don't want to do, things that are outside of our comfort zone or things that we don't yet know how to do, and that feels scary to get into unknown territory. Or maybe even if you're a woman, you think that if you embody the masculine, then you would no longer be feminine. It would somehow take away your femininity. None of those things are true, because it's about a balance of masculine and feminine energy for all of us, whether you're a man or a woman. So in order to live a balanced life, in order to be effective in our own lives and in the world, we must nurture that masculine energy within us and the feminine energy. We must nurture and bring forward the yin and the yang, both of those to be in balance. That's why when you see the yin and yang symbol, it's half and half, half black and half white, and there's white inside the black and black inside the white. It's balanced and it's integrated. That's what we're seeking. So too much masculine energy makes a person ambitious and driven, and they will get done what needs to be done regardless of whose toes they step on or whose backs they step on, because winning at all costs is what's important. But on the other hand, too much feminine energy makes you oftentimes a victim to your own generosity. That too much feminine energy without the masculine allows people to treat you like a doormat or to step on you. You don't stand up for yourself and say what you need to say. You're not owning your own authentic power. Sometimes it shows up as taking care of others' well-being instead of taking your own to your own detriment. It looks like being taken advantage of when you don't own that power. And so to live in balance means that you are strong and caring. To be in balance means that you are focused and that you are determined to do your best and to be your best self. It means that you have compassion for yourself and others. It means your competency actually stems from dedication to your own self-mastery, your own unfolding, your own growth, your own greatness. It means being at ease with yourself and being open to new ideas and new experiences and having a positive attitude. All of that is living in balance. That shows up, and we see that in Superman, who is the hero and goes out and does what needs to be done and makes the world a better place while being caring and loving and embracing. It shows up in Mary Poppins, who stands up for what is right and says what is right and at the same time cares for and loves the family that she's with. It is a combination of strength and caring, of power and being loving and wise, and that inspires us to be our best. And so, whether you are a man or a woman, in order to live a balanced life, in order to have balance in your home or in your relationships or in your place of work, you must have a balance of the masculine and the feminine. And in order to be whole, you must have a balance of the masculine and the feminine. In order to have a fulfilling life, you must have a balance of the masculine and the feminine. And so I have a story that I'd love to share with you. It's about a man named Rick Hoyt. Rick Hoyt was born in 1962. As a result of oxygen deprivation to Rick's brain at the time of his birth, Rick was diagnosed as spastic quadriplegic with cerebral palsy. His parents, Dick and Judy, were advised to institutionalize Rick because there was no chance of him recovering and little hope for Rick to live, quote, a normal life. This was just the beginning of Dick and Judy's quest for Rick's inclusion in the community, in sports, in education, and one day in the workplace. At the age of 11, after some persistence from his parents, Rick was fitted with a computer that enabled him to communicate, and it became quite clear that Rick was quite intelligent. With this communication device, Rick was also able to attend public schools. In the spring of 1977, at 15, Rick told his father he wanted to participate in a 5-mile benefit run for a lacrosse player who had been paralyzed in an accident. Far from being a long-distance runner, his father, Dick, agreed to push Rick in his wheelchair. They finished all 5 miles, coming in next to last. That night, Rick told his father, "Dad, when I'm running, I feel like I'm not handicapped." This realization was just the beginning of what we'd become over 1,000 races completed, including marathons, duathlons, and triathlons, 6 of them being Ironman competitions. Also adding to their list of achievements, Dick and Rick biked and ran across the United States in 1992, completing a full 3,735 miles in 45 days. All with his father pushing his son in a modified wheelchair, pulling him by harness in a blow-up boat, or riding him on a modified tandem bicycle. That is such an example of embodying the masculine and the feminine, doing what needs to be done in a way that is open-hearted and caring and loving and flexible and fluid. What a fabulous example that is. We also see that example in Ray Bunch. And that's why we love him so much. He's such a big bear of a guy with a big roar, and will stand up here and cry and be soft-hearted and love and hug everyone. It is this beautiful combination of masculine and feminine. So it's not desirable to be one or the other. It's desirable to live in balance with those two. Oprah Winfrey is another fabulous example of somebody who has embodied both. It has made her so incredibly successful in her life, on all the, in all the things that she's done in her TV show. I know we've all seen her TV show and how she in that show is so open-hearted and open and compassionate and caring, at the same time standing in her own power and her own inner authority, never being a pushover, but being open while she stands like that. She has interviewed presidents and royalty and celebrities, and today she has created this powerful empire that is worth over $3 billion. She could not have done that without embodying both of those polarities. And so embodying the masculine allows us to stand in our own inner authority, to create our own lives, to stand in our wisdom and in our competency and in our power. It enables us and allows us to know that we have a right to what it is that we want to do and who it is that we want to be, and to move toward that and create that in our lives. It allows us to say what it is that we need and to stand tall. To embody the masculine is not to get swept away by the circumstances of the world. It's to stand up and do what needs to be done. It is about doing what is before you, standing in the confidence of your own spirit, and standing in the confidence of the one presence that you represent here on earth, that you stand in and that you stand for and that you stand as the presence of the divine here. That's the power inside of you. Standing in that deep anchor of your own spirituality and of your own wholeness, the wholeness of spirit in you, spirit as you. That is who you've come here to be on this planet Earth. The love of the divine expressing through wholeness, expressing through confidence, expressing through capability, expressing through your own standing firm in your right to have and to be, standing in your own spiritual authority. You are here to share your gifts and your talents that only you can express through your competency, through your confidence. If you aren't confident, you can't share your gifts in the world. You are here to make a positive difference in this world, and you do that best when you stand in your own power. You do that best when you stand in your own strength. That's where the power to make a difference comes from. You intuit and you feel and you know what is right, and then you go and you do it. You act it in the world. So my invitation to you is to stand tall and to bring your best self to this world as only you can from that place of your own power and inner authority. When you do that, then all of the world is served. You are a grand idea in God, here expressing as this perfect balance of masculine and feminine. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of awakening to who you are, to embodying the fullness of who you are, to living your wholeness, and to making this a beautiful world. Blessings to every single one of you. And so I invite you to join me now in an affirmative prayer. Oh, and so how good it is to be in this place of recognition and in this place of remembrance that, yes, indeed, here we stand in this presence. That everywhere we go, in everything we do, we are surrounded by and we are immersed in this one. This one power, this one presence, this one life, this one beingness that we call God, that we call the divine spirit. We recognize that, yes, this one permeates all things and fills every moment of our life and fills everything that we do and goes with us everywhere that we go, that it is that presence that goes before us and makes the crooked places straight. It is the presence that goes before us and makes the way open and smooth. And it is the one that goes inside of us that expresses itself as authority and as our own confidence and as our own capability. It is that within us which calls us and moves us to be a beneficial presence in this world. And so I know that indeed it is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And that kingdom is already here, and it is already now. And it only takes our recognizing that it is within us and calling it forward, inviting it forward, and then living it. And so how blessed each and every single one of us is to be living this life in this divine presence, in this infinite good, and that good today is unfolding itself all around us. What a blessing it is to be a beneficial presence on this planet. And so I give thanks for that. And I also speak this world right now for families and for children who have been separated from their parents, recognizing that there is something happening right now within the hearts and the minds of every single American, that we are waking up to love and to care and to protection and providing, that we bring forward the masculine and the feminine to do what is right. I know that same presence right now is being stirred up and is being awakened and is expressing itself within every single person of authority, every single politician, every single person that is involved in border protection. And right now there is something wonderful happening, something new awakening, and evolution of consciousness, an evolution of how we behave in this world, an evolution of how we act is what is happening right now. And so I claim this and I step into that light, knowing that we all step into this light right now. And God is having its way through each of us. And it is for that that I am so eternally grateful. And so I release this prayer into that creative law of the universe, knowing that it is done as it is spoken, as it is declared, and as it is accepted. And so that is what we do right here. And right now, we declare this to be the truth, and we accept it as the truth. And I say, thank you, God, and so it is. Amen.